What if the path to becoming a great leader is not through perfection, but through profound transformation? Jacob's journey is a testament to the power of change, hope, and faith. His life teaches us that no matter where we start, God's grace can lead us to a place of honor and purpose. Stay with us as we delve into Jacob's remarkable transformation and uncover lessons that can illuminate our own spiritual and personal journeys. Jacob's life begins with a struggle, even in the womb, where he grapples with his twin brother, Esau. This early conflict sets the stage for a life marked by striving and deceit. Born holding Esau's heel, Jacob's name means supplanter, foreshadowing his future actions. Jacob's early years are filled with manipulative schemes, driven by a desire to achieve God's promises through his own means. His cunning is evident in the way he persuades Esau to sell his birthright for a mere bowl of stew. Jacob's actions reflect a belief that human effort rather than divine providence can secure blessings. Despite his flaws, God's plan for Jacob remains unshaken. His early life serves as a powerful reminder that even our worst mistakes can't thwart God's ultimate purpose. This phase of Jacob's life teaches us about the importance of trust in God's timing and the futility of trying to force our own agendas. Jacob's deceit reaches its peak when he, with the help of his mother Rebekah, deceives his father Isaac into bestowing upon him the blessing meant for Esau. This act of treachery leads to a family rift and forces Jacob to flee for his life. His journey to Haran is a turning point, marking the beginning of his transformation. In Haran, Jacob encounters Laban, his equally cunning uncle. Jacob's years of service under Laban, marked by deception and manipulation, mirror his own earlier actions. This period is one of reaping what he has sown, teaching Jacob the bitter fruits of deceit. Through these hardships, Jacob begins to understand the weight of his actions. His experiences with Laban serve as a divine lesson in integrity and the importance of honest relationships. It's here that Jacob starts to realize that true blessings come from God, not through deceit. As Jacob flees from his brother's wrath, he stops for the night at Bethel. Here, he has a profound vision of a ladder reaching to heaven, with angels ascending and descending. This divine encounter changes Jacob's perception of God and his own life. God reaffirms his covenant with Jacob, promising him the blessings given to Abraham and Isaac. Despite Jacob's flawed character, God's promise remains steadfast. This vision symbolizes an open communication between heaven and earth, showing Jacob that God's presence is with him wherever he goes. Jacob's response to this vision is pivotal. He builds an altar and vows that if God protects him, he will dedicate his life to the Lord. This moment marks the beginning of Jacob's spiritual awakening, teaching us that God's grace can break through even the hardest hearts, transforming lives. Jacob's arrival in Haran brings him to Rachel, with whom he falls deeply in love. His willingness to work 7 years for her hand in marriage demonstrates his capacity for love and perseverance. However, Laban deceives him by giving him Leah instead, forcing Jacob to work another 7 years for Rachel. Through these years of labor, Jacob learns the value of hard work, patience, and commitment. His love for Rachel and his endurance under Laban's exploitation are tests of his character. These experiences shape Jacob, moving him away from the manipulative ways of his past. Jacob's marriages also bring complex family dynamics, teaching him lessons in justice, fairness, and the consequences of favoritism. His relationships with Leah and Rachel reveal the importance of love and respect in marriage, and the need to value each person equally. One of the most dramatic moments in Jacob's life occurs when he wrestles with God at Peniel. This physical and spiritual struggle lasts all night, symbolizing Jacob's lifelong struggle with his identity and faith. As dawn breaks, God blesses Jacob and renames him Israel, meaning he struggles with God. This encounter is a turning point, signifying Jacob's transformation from a deceiver to a man who has contended with divine truth. His limp, a result of the struggle, serves as a lifelong reminder of his encounter with God and his changed nature. Jacob's wrestling with God teaches us about the importance of facing our struggles head-on and seeking God's blessing through perseverance. It's a powerful reminder that our most profound transformations often come through our deepest struggles. Jacob's return to Canaan brings him face to face with Esau. Fearful of retribution, Jacob prepares gifts and sends them ahead, hoping to appease his brother. However, Esau's response is unexpected. He runs to meet Jacob and embraces him. This moment of reconciliation is profound, demonstrating the power of forgiveness and the restoration of broken relationships. Jacob's humility and Esau's grace showcase the transformative power of God's work in their hearts. The reunion of Jacob and Esau teaches us that forgiveness is possible, even in the most strained relationships. It's a testament to the healing power of God's grace and the importance of seeking reconciliation with those we have wronged. As Jacob grows older, his focus shifts to his family and the future of his descendants. He blesses his 12 sons, each becoming the forefather of the 12 tribes of Israel. These blessings are prophetic, reflecting the character and future of each son. Jacob's blessings are a testament to his faith in God's promises. Despite his earlier life of deceit, Jacob's final years are marked by a deep spiritual maturity and a desire to impart God's blessings to his children. Jacob's legacy teaches us about the importance of leaving a spiritual inheritance for future generations. His blessings reflect a life transformed by God's grace and a commitment to the covenant promises. Jacob's final request is to be buried in the family tomb in Canaan, alongside Abraham and Isaac. His death marks the end of a remarkable journey from deceit to faith. His sons honor his request, taking him back to the land of his ancestors. Jacob's burial in the Promised Land signifies God's faithfulness to his covenant promises. It's a powerful reminder that despite our flaws and failures, God's plan for our lives remains steadfast. The story of Jacob's death and burial teaches us about the importance of faithfulness to God's promises and the hope of eternal life. Jacob's journey is a testament to the transformative power of God's grace, guiding us to our ultimate home with Him. Jacob's life is a powerful narrative of transformation, grace, and faith. From a deceiver to a patriarch, his journey teaches us that no one is beyond the reach of God's redeeming love. As we reflect on Jacob's story, let us remember that our own lives can be transformed by God's grace, leading us to fulfill His purpose. If Jacob's story has inspired you, subscribe to Bible Glow for more profound insights into biblical narratives. Share your thoughts in the comments below. How has Jacob's journey resonated with your own life? What lessons will you take with you? Let's continue the conversation and grow together in faith.